you know, Baranoff and all that stuff.
Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. And it's time for our live local interview. I have a couple of special guests joining me on Zoom this morning, Lakota Hardin and Caroline Fenton. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
You know, I love doing these on Zoom because I get to see people and they're all their glory. You know, they haven't had to rush and come into the studio. So this is nice. Thank you so much for joining us. So Lakota, we'll start with you. Lakota works currently for Sitka Counseling. And our topic today is about a decolonization group that Lakota has organized and is co-facilitator along with Caroline Fenton. Carolyn is a skills trainer at Pacific High and a former Jesuit volunteer. Is that true? You're no longer in the program, but came here because of that. Yeah, awesome. So Lakota, I'm going to ask you to start, if you could talk a little bit about yourself and also the history of the decolonization group we're talking about today.
Well, quickly, I actually grew up here. Part of my childhood, my mother moved us here when Mount Edgecombe School was run by the BIA. And so I moved here when I was 8. And my father is Kagwantan. He's, you know, from here. And so I'm originally from South Dakota, and I traveled back and forth. I was bicultural. Plains and ocean. And as I've gotten older, I wanted to return home. This has always been, a place that I would come back for and see family and friends. The island people that grew up over on Japonski, we're a big family. And, so we have those memories and those connections. And, you know, being here on Tlingit Ani, it's been an amazing experience, you know, both as a child and now as an older person. And I started out at Search, and back in 2017 and 18, UAS sponsored the first and second Indigenous Peoples Day celebrations. And in 2019, it was sort of, funding was being short and different things happened. So community groups came together, and at the time I was at Search, as well as Doug Duncan and Sitka Conservation, and several organizations came together to try and pull together some kind of celebration, as well as, talking about what that means, Indigenous Peoples Day, and to actually acknowledge Indigenous people and the history. And so we had a workshop, a decolonization workshop, as part of that event. And we did a sign-up sheet. And lo and behold, there was hundreds of people that came. You know, we weren't sure what to expect. And people signed up. They wanted to do some self-exploring about, our ideologies and the history and the misinformation that we've gotten over the years. So DECOL was born, and we started out as a monthly potluck with everyone who signed up. And St. Peter's sponsored it, and we would meet. And so for November, December, and January, and February of 2019 and 2020, we met in person and had these monthly potlucks, but then COVID hit. And so, it's like we had to regroup, and we started meeting. And then eventually we started meeting every week on Zoom. And Caroline was one of the people that came through and stayed. We've had a lot of people. So Caroline, and we were doing a rotation of hosts and trying to be, equitable in our process. And Caroline volunteered. And so she became the Zoom host.
Yeah. And I can talk a bit about that. We started our Zoom meetings in the spring, and like Lakota said, quickly moved to weekly meetings, just following a lot of movement at the time. We supported a lot of Black Lives Matter, and we were working on Crystal Duncan's campaign over the summer, who's also a strong member of this group. And at the time, Doug Osborne was facilitating. And then as we moved into the fall, we adopted kind of the structure we're using now, where we move back and forth between societal healing, so doing those projects, community-based kind of work groups, and then doing, on the other hand, some internal work similar to what we were doing in the beginning with the Indigenous Peoples Day celebration and our original potlucks. So some of the projects we've worked on are the removal of the Baranoff statue. There's a group working to install a bench honoring Elizabeth Paradovich. There have been a number of events centered around missing and murdered Indigenous women, including a 5K and bringing in Amber Webb's Kusbuk that was down at the library. And recently, a lot of our efforts have been around supporting the hearing protectors and supporting the celebration that happened this past weekend. So we have definitely been very busy on the project end, but Lakota can probably speak more to our internal healing.
Well, one of the things that we realized, you know, what we need to do, the work we need to do is also internal. A lot of us were taught some stereotypes and misinformation and omissions in history and things. So we started also looking at what those issues are, and we adopted the book Healing for Social Justice Handbook by Annalise Singh. So there were groups that started meeting, reading that book and looking at some of the ways to hands-on really look at our ideas and how we can, some of us have privilege, right? That white privilege that we've been born with, or people with more money than other people, and looking at those disparities and how we can have more equity. And so every other week we do focus on a reading, or we'll watch a video, or somebody will read something, but we always check in and see how we're doing, because there's no cookbook recipe on how to unlearn these things. It's our own process, because we've been taught some of the misinformation by the people we love the most, our parents or our grandparents or mentors of some kind. And really through COVID and through this time of purification, we really have had some changes come about, you know, globally. And Sitka wants to be a part of that. And, you know, we've had so many people come through, and that internal work is just as important, you know, to be able to know where we stand, and no one can tell us but ourselves. We have to do that inner check, you know, with our spirit and our mind and our heart, you know, to really line up our intentions about social justice and racial equity.
Lakota, I'm interested when you mention equity and disparities, that certainly that's been a lot of that has been much more revealed and exposed through this this COVID pandemic. I wonder if you have any, either of you have any examples, or either of things that you were unexpected in terms of disparities locally, or things that you're trying to do to help mitigate that. Caroline, I think you have some thoughts on that.
Sure. We have definitely been trying to build a lot of space into our meetings, just processing. I think one of the huge revelations is just how much grief people are carrying in a lot of ways. And especially when it comes to decolonization, there's generations and generations and generations of grief that people are holding and trying to work through. And so COVID on top of that, having to mourn what our lives used to look like, even within our group, of what this group used to be. There's just so much space, but there's all of this healing too, and this focus on healing that's come. And you talk about healing the body, right, with COVID and having the backdrop of a pandemic, but also like healing our community and healing each other and trying to build spaces to come together and to do that safely and for it to feel good and to make sure everyone is included. And I think we've seen that with COVID, that Indigenous communities, Black communities, all of these groups that have been facing so much oppression and marginalization have been the ones hit the most by COVID. And so that definitely naturally just kind of comes into our discussion spaces as we try to hold space for each other and try and kind of work together on that healing. Yeah.
Well, we are almost out of time already. Amazingly, I'm sure that this is hopefully sparked some interest in some listeners. How can folks sign up for the group? How can they become part of this weekly discussion group on decolonization?
Yeah, so we meet Thursday nights at 7 p.m. via Zoom, and we do this through a weekly email list. We have emails that go out Wednesdays and Sundays, and if you'd like to join that email list, you can email me, caroline.fenton@sitkayouth.com. So caroline.fenton@sitkayouth.org. Sorry, I said .com.
And we'll make sure that we include that email when we'll post the interview on our website. Lakota?
And we also, you know, we look at each month, people bring ideas, you know, it takes its own shape and form as, you know, the missing and murdered Indigenous women. And then now Earth Day coming up, June is Pride Month. And so we look at what is coming and where we can support community efforts already in place. We just help support the herring protectors efforts, you know, so whoever brings, you know, the topics to the table is how we move forward as a group. So
okay, sounds like a wonderful collaborative effort. Thank you so much for organizing and facilitating this and being flexible like everyone, right? Moving to another platform. So, you know, perhaps you can even include more people than you might otherwise have included. Mm-hmm. So thanks so much. We've been talking with Caroline Fenton and Lakota Hardin about a decolonization group that they've formed and have continued to meet over the past year plus. So thank you so much for joining me and have a great day.
Thank you.